平安，你们要好好为我祷告。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters, and please pray for me.
因为我的老师 Dr. Tang 坐在底下。
Because my professor Dr. Tang is here listening to my sermon.
我一年才讲两三次的主日讲台。
I only preach twice or three times a year.
然后今天主让我的老师坐在底下听我，应该是我听他，我想他有他的意思。
But today the Lord allowed my teacher here to listen to me.
我希望今天聚完会以后，他还愿意承认我是他的学生。
I hope after today he will still like to accept that I'm his student.
昨天晚上 Aaron打电话回家，我告诉他黄公公过世的消息。
Last night I saw Aaron called and then I told him that黄公公 passed away.
在他高中的最后两年，他因为会开车，所以他负责接送我们家附近几位年长的弟兄姐妹去教会。
During the last 2 years of his high school years, because he learned driving, so he took care of giving ride.
所以他跟这几位年长的弟兄姐妹有一段温馨接送情。
So he has a very sweet relationship with these elderly brothers.
常常有三位年长的姐妹坐在后面。
He often would take three elderly sisters in his back seat.
然后黄公公就坐在他的旁边。
黄公公 would sit right next to him.
常常会告诉他该怎么开车。
And then 黄公公 would tell him how to drive.
怎么样停车
？How to park.
Stop sign 的时候要该怎么样停
？What to do at the stop sign.
他也常常听到年长弟兄姐妹中间很多的 dramas.
And then he also heard a lot of dramas among the seniors.
所以昨天他听到黄公公过世的时候，他非常非常的伤心。
Very sad hearing on the passing of.
然后我们两个人的这个 conclusion 结论呢，就是说，当我们还活着的时候，我们要彼此珍惜。
So our conclusion is that while we are still alive, we ought to cherish each other.
Cherish 就是昨天他用的字。
所以
顺便我想，我们要很 cherish， 很珍惜我们中间年长的弟兄姐妹。
We ought to cherish the senior brothers and sisters.
我想他们真的非常的难过，失去了一个同伴。
Because I'm sure they're sad of missing of their companion.
但是我们的盼望在天上。
But our hope is in heaven.
荣耀的盼望。
A glorious hope.
所以我们给我们年长弟兄姐妹加加油，好不好？
Let's give a round of applause to our senior brothers and sisters.
有一天我们要在天上与我们所爱的能够一起聚集在主的面前，唱诗赞美他。我们再唱哈利路亚，耶稣得胜。
One day we will all gather together with our beloved brothers and sisters in heaven before the Lord, singing Hallelujah.
我想practice 操练这个字，最近在我们教会是非常非常流行的一个字。
Now we have a very popular term in our church these days. Practice.
超级年轻人的话呢，这个字呢超有名的。
So this is a very famous, very cool,
super hot.
Oh, super hot.
From Australia 来的 super hot.
Or Australian.
在圣经里面呢，这个字在新约的圣经里面其实用的很多特别 NIV 的圣经。
Actually, the word the practice is used a lot in NIV translation.
在提摩太书的前书第四章第七到第八节，在这边说要尽显上面操练自己。
And First Timothy chapter four, verses 4:7-8 says, "We ought to exercise godliness or practice godliness."
操练身体益处还少，唯独操练金钱凡事都有益处，因为在今生和永生都有应许。
For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having profit.
神的创
造 now and life to come.
神的创造非常的有意思。要是属于生命的东西，你越操练你就越老练。
God's creation is wonderful. Anything pertaining to life, the more you exercise, the more you are become skillful and mature.
你不操练它，它对你就没有益处。
Without exercising or practicing, and they cannot be benefits to you.
所以刚刚我们在唱的那首歌说，聪明人把房子建在磐石上。
Song we just sang, the wise man built his house on the rock.
然后说 ，foolish man 就是愚笨人把房子建筑在沙土上。
And the foolish man will build his house on the sand.
两个结果差别很大
，but the end result was totally different.
那什么叫做聪明人？什么叫做愚笨人呢？
So who are the wise men and who are the foolish ones?
耶稣怎么来让来分别这个 distinguish 这两种人呢？
How did the Lord distinguish these two kinds?
啊，听了以后就去行的人。
Anyone who hears the word and put into practice.
所以有没有人觉得自己认为自己是愚笨人的？
Anyone who thinks they're foolish.
有啊。没有，我们都觉得我们应该是聪明人，对不对？
We all want to be wise.
就像我可能天生不是个聪明人，我也努力想要做一个聪明人。
Even maybe we were not born wise, but we want to be.
耶稣告诉我们，那聪明人就是听了主的话又去行的人。
The Lord Jesus tells us that the wise men are those who hears the word and put into practice.
那除了这个 practice 这个字以外呢，在约翰一书第二章第六节。他说人若说他住在主里面就该自己照主所行的去行。
In 1 John chapter 2 verse 6 it also says he who says he abides in the Lord then he ought to walk as the Lord walks.
对，在这里讲的用一个英文字叫做 walk 就是去走。
So the word here is to walk, actually to take a step.
我们中文呢也叫做去行。
It's to take a step.
那在使徒行传里面有六处的圣经都讲到我们所信的这个道有一个很特别的字来形容它。
In the book of Acts, the scripture used one word to describe our faith.
我们最近在读使徒行传。
Recently we've been studying the book of Acts.
这个第一个特别的字呢叫做 the way.
The scripture used the way to describe our faith.
这个 way 的 W 是一个 capital, 是一个大写的字。
Way is capitalized.
那这个地方在我们的中文的翻译里面特别讲到这道。
So in the Chinese translation, particularly says the way, the way, the same as English.
如果它是一个道，它是一条路的话呢，它就应该是让我们来走的，对不对？
If it's a way, then this is something that we
walk on. 信奉这道呢，不是只是叫我们说说谈谈、听听、好看一看，啊，它是要我们来走的，要走在这条路上。
So to have this faith does not mean to intellectually recognize or believe or talk about it, but actually to walk on it.
所以使徒行传呢，它是讲到使徒们当初在初期教会里面使徒的事迹。
So the book of Acts describes the deeds and works of apostles in early days.
那也讲到圣灵的事迹，它叫做圣灵的行传。
And it also talks about the deeds of the Holy Spirit.
它也是一个，是一个祷告的行传。
It's also a book of prayers.
都是 the acts, 都是这些，都是他们的动作，他们的行动啊，记录在这卷的书里面。
So these are all the acts recorded.
啊，它是一卷书，是一直往前去的一本书。
So this is a book that continues on.
所以当我们在读这本书的时候，好像在我们的里面有一个感觉，这本书一直带着我们，随着圣灵的水流，一直的往前去。
As we read this book, we feel that this book continues to carry on, to follow the flow of the Holy Spirit.
那今天你我在读这本书的时候呢，其实神也把我们从读者的身份也写在这个书里面。
So as we read this book, we are not just mere readers, but actually we will be part of this book of Acts.
所以今天我们也都应该跟圣灵来记一笔，因为圣灵的行传、使徒的行传还在继续的往前。
So today we ought to continue to follow because the acts of the Holy Spirit continue on.
对，最近我们在这里操练这么多的，我们听到了很多的信息。
As now we put into practice the sermons we hear.
我想大家一定呢，可是心里面可能有的时候会有一点难过，会不会
？I don't know. Sometimes you feel bad or grieved.
因为我们在操练的时候才发现说，哇，有很多的事实，有一些真实的情形呢，在我们一操练的时候，它就显明出来了。
Because as we put into practice, then we are exposed to some facts that we did not know.
如果我们不操练的话呢，我们只讲我们的理论的话，可能我们心里觉得感觉非常好，自我的感觉非常好。
If we do not put into practice, we only talk about theories, we probably feel pretty good about ourselves.
那只有没有理论的行动呢，很可能它是一个
without any theory to back it up has no, not much value.
但是如果只有理论而没有行动呢，可能会让我们活在那个理想跟假象的里面。
The theory without any action might cause us to live in deception and imagination.
所以这段时间啊，特别是我们很有心想要追求爱主的弟兄姐妹，如果神暴露我们真的是我们的肉体的软弱，我们要感谢神。
So these days while we practice the messages, if the word exposes our, the weaknesses of our flesh, we thank God.
他每一次暴露我们，其实他是为了要我们来经历他的救恩。
Every time he exposes us, he actually wants us to experience his salvation even more.
承认说我这个肉体是不行的。
So that we confess our flesh is powerless.
那下一个礼拜哈，余弟兄在讲保罗行动的时候呢，他说有些人石头打不死，但是花圈可以把它压死。
Last week, Sunday school, Brother Yu said some people can resist the persecution of rocks and stones, but they cannot resist the temptation.
但有一些人是花圈压不死，石头呢就怕掉。
But then for others, the temptation of princes might be okay, but then they cannot withstand persecution.
但使徒保罗呢，却是花圈不能叫他骄傲，石头也不能叫他妥协。
But yet, Apostle Paul.Could withstand both temptations.
啊，我在想说呢，我们最近在操练的时候呢，我盼望说，从前我们行在肉体中的都没叫我们死，就现在呢，依这个要叫我们这个一随从圣灵的时候，反而不随从肉体，要随从圣灵的时候，就我们就死了。
So as we practice, I was kind of worried that before we put into practice, we might not die, but now that we practice not following the flesh, we might end up dead.
所以呢，我盼望说，我们心里面都有一个信心哈，知道我们的救主耶稣他是来救罪人，不是来救好人的。
So we ought to stand on the faith that our Lord Jesus came to save sinners, not good people.
有一天晚上哈，我在跟孩子在跟孩子聊天，上个礼拜弟兄有讲，因为今天很多的年轻人在我们中间。
For the young people's sake.Last week, I was having a chat with my son.
那就讲起来，就说我们从前在大学的时候是怎么样约会的。
And then we talked about how Brother Yu and I courted during college.
然后呢，那个他爸爸就说呢，我们就是在宿舍的这个大楼的底下呢，就叫我的名字。他其实叫我的外号，不是叫我的名字。
So actually, Brother Yu will come to my dorm, and then outside of the dorm, and then yell my name. My name.
那其实不是只有我们这样子，所有的人要约会都到那个楼底下来叫的。
Actually, we were not the only one. Any boys who wanted to come to find the girls will come to the dorm and outside and yell out the name.
所以有任何一对的他们要约会呢，就全楼的人通通都知道了。
So it's one couple going out to date, everyone in the dorm knows.
那所以当我们跟我的儿子这样想的时候，他就问说：“你们有电话吗？”
So when we told our son this, and then they had,
同学有招风啊，我们说没有电话，宿舍里面都没有电话。
Then no, we didn't even have phones in the dorm.
我们也没有 email.
We did not have email.
我们也没有 IM.
No IM.
我们什么都没有，我们只
能
在叫的。
We could only yell out.
他睁大他的小眼睛，我觉得这实在是像 Stone Age 的故事。
We try to open wide his small eyes. This is a Stone Age.
所以这是三十多年以前的事情。
So this was like over 30 years ago.
这改变有多大
？See how much has changed.
我不晓得像三十年以后的改变还有多大。
I cannot imagine 30 years from now.
想想会觉得很可怕。三十年以后不晓得是怎么样的情
形。Kind of scary to think what would happen in 30 years.
但是有一件事情不会改变。
One thing will never change.
我们的耶稣昨日今日直到永远。
Lord Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
然后神借着圣灵在我们身上的救恩，这两千年也没有改变过。
And then the salvation that's accomplished through Jesus Christ has not changed in these past 2,000 years.
所以今天基督徒，我们今天走路，我们今天来操练，我们来做得胜者，不是一时的事情。
So to exercise godliness to become overcomer is not a temporary.
所以有人说，走基督徒的这条路，它不是一个短跑，不是100公尺的短跑。而是他的一生的一个马拉松。
So the Christian walk is not a 100-meter sprint, but a marathon. 30年的我跟我现在30年现在的我，我觉得我有很大很大的不同。
I feel I've changed a lot since the past 30 years.
我30年前对主的认识跟我现在对主的认识非常非常不同。
My knowledge of the Lord has increased so much.
跟他的关系30年来也非常非常的不一样。
My relationship with the Lord has changed a lot since.
我相信30年以后，如果我还没有到主那里去，我相信我还会进步。
And I'm sure I will continue to progress if I do not go to the Lord in the next 30 years. Do you have such
assurance?
Yes.
Yeah.
I praise the Lord that we are all in this book of Acts of the Holy Spirit.
那我们在今年的教会里面，我们特别讲到，今年要操练不随从肉体，只随从圣灵。那最多的一个题目，就各个小组里面最多的一个题目提出来，就是跟祷告有关。
During the New Year conference, as we try to pick an item, we're to practice not according to the flesh, but according to the spirit. Most people pick the item prayer.
我想请弟兄姊妹思想一下，为什么祷告跟不随从肉体，只随从圣灵有关？
I want to pause and ask everyone to think about why, what does the prayer have to do with not following the flesh, but the Holy Spirit? There's a famous book of prayer by Halsey.
他说：“不是我们的祷告去感动神，乃是耶稣感动我们去祷告。”
It's not our prayer that moved God, but Jesus moved us to pray.
马丁路德也讲说，如果离了圣灵，就没有人可以祷告。
Martin Luther says, apart from the Holy Spirit, no one can pray.
所以祷告其实是圣灵在这里感动我们去祷告。
So prayer is actually something that moved, but the Holy Spirit moved us to utter.
这是我们对他的一个回应。
So this is a response.
如果我们去祷告，是我们对圣灵的一个回应。
If we pray, when we pray, it's our response to the Holy Spirit.
那可能我们很多弟兄姐妹就说，那圣灵都没有感动我去祷告。
So many of us may say, okay, the Holy Spirit never moved me to pray.
啊，我想大应该不是这样子的情形。
I don't think this should be the way.
我想大部分的情形是圣灵其实在这里 push, 在这里 urge, 在这里呼召 call at the door.
I think in most cases the Holy Spirit will urge and move us to pray, but we cannot follow.
那我们今天呢，要来讲的这个题目，讲到在圣灵里面的祷告。
Today we will speak the message to pray the Spirit.
我要假设弟兄姐妹在初心造就的课程里面都知道，都学过什么叫做祷告，还有祷告的怎么样的来操练。
I assume you have all learned in the New Believers Education class what is prayer and how to pray.
我们今天在这里呢，是盼望是我们能够一起来学习怎么样在祷告的里面，能够在圣灵里面与我们的神相遇和相交。
Today we want to learn how through the type of prayer we encounter and have fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
我们一起来读三处主要的圣经。我们今天有四处圣经，我们先读三处。
Let's read our scriptures.
我们先读以弗所书第六章第十八节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18.
我们再来读。
Let's read together.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，必要在此警醒不倦，为圣徒祈求。这边的靠着圣灵呢，在英文的圣经里面的翻译，原来圣经的意思就是在圣灵里。
So here it says in the Spirit.
我们再来读对不起，我们现在停在这节圣经里面呢。这节圣经呢，其实是保罗在讲全副军装的时候最后的一个最后一节。
So this verse is actually the last verse of the passage of the full armor of God that.Paul talked about in the book of Ephesians. So
after we put on the full armor of God, there's one thing very important that 在圣灵里面祷告 pray in the spirit.
我们在读犹大书二十章二十节，对不起，我刚刚说二十章的话，我要写十九章。
Let's read the book of Jude, verse 20.
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告。我们再来读罗马书第八章二十六节。
Let's read Romans chapter 8, verse 26.
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。那通常我们讲到软弱，保罗讲软弱跟我们平常我们讲的软弱不一样。
Paul talks about weakness is actually different from the weakness we often.
他讲的软弱指的是我们这个人住在肉身里面那个的软弱，就是没有能力或者我们的有限或者我们的无能。
When he talks about weakness, he actually refers to the powerless and limitation of the flesh.
并不是讲到我们犯罪得罪神的软弱。
We'll talk about our sinning against God.
所以今天我们在讲在读这段圣经的时候呢，并不是说圣灵在我们很软弱，我们犯罪得罪神没办法祷告的时候，他就在那里唉声叹气的为我们祷告。
So, this verse does not refer to does not mean that when we sin against God, then the Holy Spirit prays for us.
而是在我这个肉身，因为我这个肉身我不晓得怎么样祷告，我不会祷告。这个时候，在我里面有一个圣灵，他用一个。说不出来的叹息，一个 the words cannot express, the words cannot offer 的一个叹息，他来为我，来代替我祷告。
But while we were still in our flesh, we were weak and don't know how to pray, the Holy Spirit prayed for us with a groaning that cannot be uttered.
啊，鉴察人心的就是神
，God who searches the heart.
这位三而一的神在我们的祷告上一起来帮助我们。
The God of Trinity help us.
这一位鉴察人心的神呢，他就知道在我们里面的那个圣灵他祷告的意思。为什么呢？因为圣灵照着神的意思祷告。
God who searches the heart understand the prayer of the Holy Spirit within. Why? Because the Holy Spirit within us pray according to God's will.
所以当我们讲到祷告，就是人和神在圣灵里面的相遇和相交的时候，这是一件非常非常真实的一个经历。
So when we say, well, when we pray, actually we encounter and have fellowship with the Holy Spirit, it is true. So every time we come to prayer, we come with the expectation that we will encounter and have fellowship with the Holy Spirit. To reach this,something we have to deal with first.
第一件事情是我们祷告是来到神的面前。
First, we have to know that when we pray, we come before God.
大家以为说这是一件很简单，好像这是一个基本，这是每一个人都知道的事情，为什么还要把它提出来呢？
You might think this is such a given fact. Why do you still have to mention again?
我觉得很多的时候我们没有在我们的这个认知或者我们的 mind 在我们的心思意念在我们的 conscience 里面我们知道我们祷告是来到神的面前
because oftentimes when we pray we do not consciously being aware that we come before the presence of God
很多的时候我们忘记说在人和神之间只有一个中保就是我们的耶稣
oftentimes we forget that there's only one mediator between men and God.
所以现在很多时候我们教导祷告的一些的书或者一些的 message 里面，它其实常常在那里还制造除了耶稣基督以外另外的一个中保。
So oftentimes nowadays there are a lot of books about prayer. They seem to create other mediators than Jesus Christ.
我们可能需要借着一个音乐，我们才能够祷告。
Well, like we have to pray.
我们要找一个属灵的人，一个先知，他来为我们祷告。
We have to find a prophet to pray for us.
我们需要好像啊，要
certain place and certain circumstances and environment than we have read.
但是今天圣经里面告诉我们的非常非常的清楚,
but the scriptures tells us very clearly,
我们可以因着耶稣基督的宝血，我们坦然无惧进到至圣所。
We can have the boldness of entering into the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
因为已经开了一条又新又活的路。
Because he has opened up for us a new and living way.
这个幔子在圣所跟至圣所中间的这个幔子，本来隔着人不能够进到神面前的这个幔子已经裂开来了。
The veil that blocks between man and God has been rented.
所以当我们来到神面前的时候，我们是 带着诚心和充足的信心，要来到神的面前。Therefore,
we can come before God's presence with a true heart and a full assurance of faith.
我们已经有这个身份了。Because
we already have this identity.
这个路也为我们预备好了。And
the way has been prepared.
我们今天祷告就是直接的，带着诚心和充足的信心到神的面前。So
when we pray, we come with a true heart and a sincere faith, come before the presence of God.
那我们到了神面前，你之前到了他的面前的时候，我们还要解决几件事情。
And we still have a few things to deal with.
我想大家都非常的应该是很熟悉。
I'm sure we're all very familiar.
所以我只能够非常简单的稍微做一个提醒。
So I will just give some as a reminder.
如果今天我们要学习在圣灵里面。
Today, if we want to learn to pray in the Holy Spirit,
我们渴望在圣灵里面与神有真实的相遇和相交。
We want to encounter and have true fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
我们第一件事情要解决罪的问题。
First thing we have to deal with is sin.
因为在圣经里面特别讲到说，罪使我们与神隔绝。
Because the scripture tells us that our iniquities separate us from God.
如果我们心里面我们的罪恶使我们
Our sin will cause him to hide his face from us.
在诗篇66篇第18节说，如果我心里面注重罪孽的话，我的主他必不听我的祷告。Psalm
66 verse 18 says, If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear.
今天在你我的里面，神已经把离开罪的这个能力已经赐给我们了。
Because God has already given us power within us to depart from sin.
每一天的晚上。 或者每一天，其实我们都应该要操练，我们来到神的面前来认我们该认的罪。
Every day, let's come before God and confess our sin.
圣灵一在我们的里面有不安、有责备，我们就来到他的面前来解决这个我们与神之间的一个间隔。
If the Holy Spirit rebukes us, then let's deal with our sin and then resolve their separation.
那罪也不见得只是指的我们外面的行为。
But it might not be the our word action.
就是说，在我们里面很多弯弯曲曲的东西。
Sometimes we have wicked thoughts.
我们有时候有一些不好的思想。
Bad thoughts.
我们有一些分门结党与人争竞不正直的一些的意图。
Wickedness or things that cause dissent, division.
或是我们的不诚实。
Or our dishonesty.
这些呢，我们都要来解决。
All have to deal with them.
不要怕,
do not be afraid.
我们的主是来救，耶稣是来救罪人，不是来救好。Because
the Lord Jesus came to save sinners, not good people.
那第二件事情呢，我们来到神的面前，我们要有信心。
Secondly, we have to come to God with faith.
我想我们一个很具有挑战的一件事情，就是当我们祷告的时候，我们是向那位看不见的神来祷告。
One thing challenging about prayer is that we come before God who's invisible.
大家有没有觉得这个很困难?
Do you feel this kind of hard, difficult?
不久以前有一位姐妹打电话给我。
Not long ago, a sister called me.
她也是一位服侍主的姐妹。
She also serves the Lord.
但是她说，但是呢，她在最近的这个，在一个很非常困难的一个光景。
She's going through a very difficult trial.
所以她的祷告，她的信心受到很大的考验。And
then her faith is being tried harshly.
所以她问我一个问题，她说：“我在这样子的一个情形，而且我祷告这么久，神都还没有听，我是不是还要继续祷告下去呢？”
She asked me a question. So under my circumstances, after I prayed for so long, should I continue to pray?
在他的这个情形里面，我跟他讲说，如果不是到最后一个关头，神已经显明他的旨意，我还会祷告，我还要继续祷告。
So I told her, sovereignty and power.
我要宣告他的得胜
，and I proclaim the Lord's victory.
我接受他一切的应许
，and I accept and believe all of His promises.
而且我也盼望他的祝福
，and I hope for His blessing.
但是在我的深处，我一直会有一个不能够动摇的信心
，and in my depth there is a faith that will not shake.
就是急或不然
，that even though.
今天就算神不听我的祷告，他还是我的神。
Even though the Lord will not listen to my prayer, He is still my God.
就算今天我在祷告里面，我跟他摔跤，我不同意他的看法，我很伤心的哦，他没有听我的，没有改变我的环境，他还是我的神。
Even in my prayer, in my struggles, He does not change my circumstances or not listen to my prayer. He is still my God.
我就算跟他吵一架
，Even if I have a fight with Him,
他还是我。他是我的主
，is my friend, is my Lord and my servant.
这个是我们里面的信心
，and that is our assurance.
所以当我们在祷告中，我们常常碰到很多的挑战，很多的环境，我们好像在祷告里面过不进去的时候
，but prayer we may encounter circumstances or struggles that we cannot overcome.
我们求神还给我们这样子的信心
，we ask God to give us still such assurance.
需要越大，环境越艰难的时候，我们需要的信心也就更大。
The greater our need, the greater need of faith.
所以人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
For without faith, it is impossible to please God.
因为到神面前来的人必须信有神。
Because whoever comes to God must believe that He is.
而且要信他赏赐那寻求他的人
，and that he rewards those who diligently seek him.
然后接下来我们还有一件事情我们要解决
，another thing we have to deal with
就是顺服
or obedience.
这是一个非常基本，也可能是最重要的一件事。
This is probably the most fundamental and most important lesson.
因为圣灵是神赐给顺服之人的灵
，because the God gives Holy Spirit to those who obey Him.
我们是不是顺服，也说明我们是不是把神当神。
To test our obedience is that whether we regard God as God.
当我们不顺服的时候，是表示我们不愿意神来改变我们。
When we disobey, that means we reject God. We don't
want
God to change us.
不喜欢神来干涉我们。
Don't like God to interfere.
我们不喜欢我们周围的环境、人事物来束缚我们。
We do not like our circumstances to bind or limit us.
其实我们今天讲到，我们不顺从肉体，不顺从我们的天然人，因为我们的天然人是最不喜欢受束缚的。
Nowadays we learn not to follow the flesh because the flesh does not like to be disciplined or constrained.
我们一被束缚的时候，我们就很想把它挣脱，是不是
？Whenever we feel constrained, we want to get out of it.
我们一受束缚的时候，我们就想说：“哎呀，如果这个东西可以掉在我的身上，我就太舒服，我就大得释放。”
Whenever we feel constrained, we feel, "Oh, how good that would be if I can be free from these constraints."
我们每一个人在顺服，我们天然人的里面，这个不顺服的本性可能有一点程度上的不同啊，所以我们都是不顺服的。
Even though all of us are disobedient, but that we might be different in different areas.
可能如果这个不顺服是某个身上的强点的话，我可能就需要。
So if this is something that is very strong and powerful in that sense,
但是并不是表示说我们外表很柔顺的人呢，他就比较顺服。
Those people who appear to be gentle outwardly might not be obedient.
可能在我们的深处
，maybe in our deep,
我们不可以让神来碰我们的
，the things that cannot be touched by God.
所以顺服其实是一个我们要活在圣灵中，在圣灵中与神相遇一个非常非常重要的一个性格。
So obedience is actually a very important character if we want to have communion with the Holy Spirit.
那顺服神呢的人有一个特点
，There's a characteristic of someone who obeys God，
就是神常常向他显现
，and God often appears to him，
神常常对他说话
，and God will often speak to him。
人一摸着他就在他的身上就摸到一个刚硬的人，神不容易用他用的深。
If when you come across some person, you sense the harshness and the hardness, then this person cannot be used deeply by God.
所以今天我们要操练在圣灵里面祷告，我们一定不能够轻忽在顺服上面的学习。
As we practice to pray in the Holy Spirit, let's not neglect the Lord.
那在顺服在祷告上的时候呢，有一个主耶稣非常好的一个榜样。
So what Jesus gave us a very good example.
就是愿你的旨意能够成就。
That he said in the Garden of Gethsemane, thy will be done.
所以当我们在买会所的这一段时间里面
，during the time of purchasing this church facility,
我们第一个最重要，我们每一次祷告都提醒的，就是我们愿神的旨意来成就。
Our number one our reminder every time we pray is that God's will be done.
对，在我们个人的祷告的操练里面也是一样。当我们祷告的时候，我们说：“主啊，你是神，愿你的旨意成就。”
We should do the same in our private prayers. Whenever we pray, we say, "God, you are God. May your will be done."
我们一起来读《约翰一书》第一章的第五章第十四节到第十五节。
Let's read on First John.
第五章是四到十五节，我们若照他的旨意求什么，我们一起来读
First John chapter 5 verses 14 to 15。
来，我们圣经。
We have to turn our Bible.
我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们，这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的。无不得着，难就难在这第一句，我们若照他的旨意求什么。
The difficult part is to pray according to his will.
那你怎么知道他的旨意是什么呢？
How do we know his will?
所以我们就接下来就找到下一个点。
And that comes to our next point.
就是我们要能够活在灵中。
That we have to live in the spirit.
同一个生命才能够相交。
Only life of the same kind can communion.
我想问一下大家，我们的神他的生命的本质是什么？神是一个什么？
So God, what's the
神是一个什么？
Nature of God.
God is 是一个灵，神是一个灵。
God is a spirit.
所以当我们来要与神相交的时候，我们来敬拜他的时候，来向他祷告的时候，我们必须怎么样？
So as we come before him to worship and to pray and have fellowship,
we need to worship him in the spirit. 我们这里面都有另外一个我们看不见的，里头有一个人在我们的里面，这个生命它是属灵的。
Because we all have an inner life that is not visible and that is spiritual.
你相信吗？
Do you believe?
我们要活在这个里面的这个生命的 inner man， 要他活在我们里面，他是活着的。
Because we have to believe that the inner man that lives in us is alive.
所以，当我们在同一个性质的里面，同一个生命的本质的里面，我们才能够与神相交。
Because we live in the same life as God, then we can commune with God.
我们能走，我们跟狗可以交通，对不对？
Have some interaction with God,
但是只能到某一个程度
，only to certain extent.
我们今天除非狗变成人，我们才能够有深处的相交。
Unless the dog becomes a man, then we can have deep fellowship.
今天我们跟神，我们想渴望我们在圣灵里面与他有深处的相交和相遇，我们必须要在灵中。
If we long to have deep encounter and fellowship with the Holy Spirit, we have to be in the Spirit.
但是我们常常在我们的血气，在我们的天然人里面，我们就去祷告了。
But then we often times just go to pray in our flesh.
所以当我们在祷告的时候，其实我们跟神之间还没有那个 connection， 还没有连接起来。
So we often start praying before we make the connection.
好像我们在调频电台 FM 的调频电台，我们的那个 antenna 那个天线还没有调对。Frequency 还没有调对
，we haven't find the right frequency in the channel.
所以保罗说，属血气的他没有办法领会属灵的事情。
That's why Paul says anyone of the flesh cannot understand spiritual things.
属灵的事情只有像属灵的人，他才能够显明出来。
Spiritual things are only revealed to spiritual people.
因为我们渴慕能够有深处有真实的祷告，我们的里面的人要活在灵里面。
Today we long to have true prayer.And our inner man has to be in the spirit.
我们里面的人有眼睛
，and the inner man has eyes.
知道吗？我们的里面的人有眼睛。
You know know that our inner man has eyes.
他可以看得见那个看不见的神。
And that the inner man can see the invisible God.
我们里面的人有耳朵。
The inner man has ears.
他能够听得见那个别人听不见的神。
He can hear God that others cannot.
我们里面的人他有生命的感觉。
And the inner man has a sense of feeling.
这是我们里面的人。
And that is the inner man.
向着那个属灵的神有反应
，that we can respond to the spiritual God.
所以外面做犹太人的不是真犹太人。Anyone
who's outwardly Jew is not true.
外面做割礼的不算真割礼。
Circumcision outwardly circumcision.
一切属灵的事情，通通都是我们里面的故事。
Any spiritual things are happening within.
今天我们在教会里面有一点点外面的定规。 他的目的其实都是要来操练我们里面的人，不是只是叫我们外面做一个好人而已。
If we have any rules or regulations at church, this is not to just to rule or govern us to be good people.
所以神的儿女要有一个特色，就是我们里面的人是要活着的。So
one characteristic of the is that our inner man has to be alive.
如果我们里面的活，里面的人活着，并不是靠着这个外面的肉体在那里活着。所以我们要渴慕，让我们的灵能够像主耶稣所说的那样子。
So I have to follow Jesus' command that we will dive into the deep water. Do not be satisfied with some superficial things, but long for the Lord. During one of the discipleship meetings for the worship team,
那我们就检讨说是什么原因呢？那我们有一个团员呢，他就说是因为没有渴慕。One
member says it's because we lack of desires.
我突然一下，我听到的时候，我有点吃惊。I
was kind of surprised.
后来我回家，我再重新处理一下。And
after I went home, I thought about it.
我可能是一个很大的一个分歧。
This is probably a very important key.
我们里面的人常常。 没有那样子的活泼，那样子的新鲜，那样子跟神活在那个交通的里面，可能很大的原因我没有这个渴慕。
Oftentimes we do not have very fresh and lively communion, our inner man, our communion with God, probably because we do not have the desire.
我们好不好？我们常常向主来祷告。
How about let's come before God and pray?
让我们里面的人饱足。
That our inner man can be satisfied.
所以主耶稣说，饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
The Lord says, blessed are those who thirst and hungry because they will be filled and satisfied.
余弟兄在1月24号的信息里面提到，他从小就有免疫系统的问题，所以他的身体常常有各式各样的毛病。
On January 24th, brother, you mentioned in his sermon that since he was a little boy, he had immunity problems.
他的因为这个 immune system 这个免疫系统的问题，所以他常常要去做一些很多的 test， 甚至呢有100多针来测验说他到底对哪一些东西会过敏。
Because of this immune system issues that he often has to take a lot of allergy tests.
想要找出来那个病因到底是什么？为什么会让他生病？为什么会让他皮肤痒？为什么会让他这个发炎？
Sometimes he has to be tested with more than 100 type of things to find out the root cause of his infection.
但是他提到一个点，当我们属灵的生命不够健康的时候，
he mentioned that when our spiritual life is not as healthy,
我们好像不见得这么迫切的想要找出它的原因到底在什么地方。
We seem to not care as much or desperate to find out the root cause.
我们一天一天的就这样子过去。
We just let our life go day by day.
那我觉得这是非常可惜的一件事。
And it's such a pity.
好，我们在活在灵中还有一件事情，就是我们要非常在乎神的同在。
And another thing to live in the spirit is that we have to care about God's presence.
在一个聚会的里面
，in the meeting，
不管是大聚会，不管是小聚会
，whether it's a large or small gathering，
神的同在应该是我们聚会最大的一个特点。
And God's presence should be the number one characteristic of our gathering.
可能在我们很多外面的事情都是一样的，我们可能都要唱诗，都要报告，都要介绍新来的，都有祷告。
Yes, we might be doing the same things over and over, have announcements, singing songs, and pray.
然后每一个教会他们都有传递信息，都要讲，都要讲圣经的信息。
The sermons are being preached all over the places.
但是神到底不在不在其中
？But is God in there?
这是我们每一个人都要很在乎的。
That's something we ought to care about.
而且我们也要注意的。
Something we ought to pay attention to.
到底神在不在其中
？Is God there?
我自己对我自己有一个期许。
I have an expectation.
我信主在有三十几年，可是我自己说我觉得不要三十多岁，我只是一个做礼拜的基督徒。
I've been Christian for over 30 years, and I'm not willing to settle that I'm only a churchgoer.
就算我将来老了，我都没有力气了，我没有办法服侍了，我不能够唱诗歌了，我还是要求神给我恩典，我要常常来享受他的同在。
Even when I get old, I have no energy to serve God. I still want God's grace so that I can enjoy His presence. Without God's presence, without God's presence, my inner man cannot survive. It would just not be satisfied. Lastly, I want to talk about how to practice praying the Spirit. I will probably come back to this.
但是呢，我想在这个地方呢，我只是提到一点点，所以这样弟兄姐妹就可以开始来操练。
I will just touch upon a little bit so that we can start practicing.
在圣经的里面，这个讲到这个圣灵里面的祷告，保罗他用了一个非常有意思的一个他在有一个很大的篇幅讲到他怎么样在圣灵里面祷告。
And Paul actually, when talk about the prayer in the Holy in the Spirit, Paul used a long passage.
在哥林多前书第十四章
，In First Corinthians chapter 14.
所以他说他祷告的时候，他是用用悟性祷告，也用他的灵祷告。
Paul says, I will pray with the Spirit and I will pray with the understanding.
他讲到他用他的悟性祷告的时候，他想到NIV 的圣经，他讲到说是用他的心思，用他的 mind 来祷告。
Or according to NIV translation.Paul says, I pray with the Spirit and I pray with my mind.
怎么样子叫做在圣灵里祷告？
What does it mean to pray with the Spirit?
重点不在说我是不是用方言祷告，还是我还是用悟性的言语来祷告。
Okay, how to pray in the Spirit. The key is not whether we pray with tongue or we pray with our mind.
今天我不管是用悟性祷告还是我用方言祷告，我都应该要在圣灵里面祷告。
So whether I pray in tongue or I pray with my mind, I shall pray in the Spirit.
那为什么我们特别保罗他鼓励我们要用悟性来祷告呢？
Why does Paul encourage us to pray with our mind?
他后面他特别讲到说我们要在心智上做大人，就是在 understanding 上我们要做大人。
Because he says we ought to be adults, we ought to be mature in our understanding.
如果我们只羡慕用方言祷告，
if we only long to pray with tongues,
但是我们的悟性没有长进，
but yet our mind does not grow.
周围跟我们一起祷告的人，他也听不懂我们的祷告，他没有办法说阿门。
And those people around us cannot understand our prayer, so they cannot say amen.
所以在圣经里面讲到祷告，别人祷告的时候你要说阿门哦。
So the Bible
says, 不是只有我们教会才这样讲。
When others pray, we ought to say amen. It's very biblical.
对，当我们在会众中间祷告的时候，用悟性祷告，有一个很重要的一个原因，也是因为为了跟我们一起祷告的同伴。
Therefore, when we pray in the assembly, we ought to pray with
others. 当我们祷告的时候，我们一起
who pray with us.
我们一起向神来祷告。
So when we pray, we all pray together to God.
我们在祷告的时候呢？在我们大家一起祷告的时候，我就稍微提一点，因为最近很多的小组都愿意在波饼聚会的时候来祷告。
Now that many small groups practice praying in the communion, so I'd like to have some reminder.
我们公众的祷告跟我们私人的祷告会有一些的不一样。
There's a difference in practice while praying the public and praying in private.
我们要 面，操练我们愿意在公众中，在圣神的会中，用我们的口来祷告，来赞美他，来向他献上感谢。
We have to practice to pray to usher thanksgiving of praises in the assembly.
那这一步路呢，跟我们是不是随从肉体跟随从圣灵非常有关系。
It has a lot to do with whether we follow the Holy Spirit or the flesh.
我礼拜五在参加一个小组聚会的时候，我听到一个姐妹的交通，我觉得非常有意思。
Last Friday, I heard a sister's sharing in a small group meeting. I thought it was very interesting.
她最近把提摩太前后书一起读了。
Recently, she finished reading the first and second.
因为正教会正好在讲这个不要随从肉体，不随从圣。
Because we are practicing not following the Holy the flesh, the Holy Spirit.
他说如果提摩太他随从肉体不随从圣灵的话，他到今天都还是一个非常胆小懦怯啊，口才不好，这个非常这个退后啊的这样子的一个人。
And she says if Timothy did not walk according to the spirit but according to his flesh, he would to this day still be a very timid and weak man.
但是他因为随从圣灵
but because he followed the Holy Spirit,
他可以来建造教会。
That he was able to build up a church.
安立教会的长老，训练他们，训练教会的领袖。
He was able to ordain elders and train church leaders.
这跟他天然人的性格不一样。
It's contrary to his personality and nature. But yet he was willing to follow the Holy Spirit.
就是当我们在这里操练学习真理的时候，我要愿意被神来破碎我这个外面的人。
So as we practice to follow the Holy Spirit, we have to be willing to be broken by God.
然后我就跨出这一步，我愿意开口来祷告。
Then I can take the first step to open up my mouth to pray.
然后我跨出来这一步以后呢，我要来求圣灵来调整我的祷告。
Then after I take the first step, I will ask the Holy Spirit to correct me and to guide me.
圣灵叫我开口，我开口。
The Holy Spirit asks me to pray, I will pray.
圣灵叫我停，我就停。
If the Holy Spirit asks me to stop, I will stop.
我们这个人很麻烦
so, we are very hard to deal with
我们可能要我们开口的时候我们不开口
sometimes maybe when Holy Spirit asks us to open our mouth we refuse to
但一开了口呢我们就像开了闸的这个水库然后我们又不知道怎么关
so, once we open our mouth it's like open the floodgate we cannot stop now
今天我们在圣灵里面操练祷告的时候我觉得在这个基督的身体里面一同来祷告是一个非常非常好的一个环境。
As we practice to pray in the Holy Spirit, actually pray within the body of Christ is such a good environment.
短的祷告还是长的祷告不是一个 issue.
Long and short prayer is not really an issue.
而是我们在圣灵里面来祷告。
But we pray in the Holy Spirit.
如果今天我是一个很长的祷告，就我发现。虽然祷告的词很好，可是我一祷告的时候呢，周围的人呢，这个整个都灵都活不起来了。那我就要里头要有感觉，我里面的人要有感觉。
If I utter a very long prayer, and then but people around me started to feel spiritually down, I have to be able to sense that.
如果今天我只有一句祷告，但是是出于圣灵的，我也要顺服圣灵把它祷告出来。
But if I only have one sentence.That is from the Holy Spirit, then I have to obey and pray it out.
啊，所以我们今天在圣灵里面祷告是一件非常非常喜乐的一件事。
To pray in the Spirit is such a joyful thing.
我们常常操练
，as we practice often.
啊，就会发现说，在圣灵里面祷告与神同行，与圣灵一同来祷告，啊，接着说不出来的叹息为我们祷告，不是一件非常非常难的事情。
That is not a very difficult thing to pray with the Spirit.
要能明白神的旨意来祷告，也不是一件很难的事。
It's not that difficult to understand God's will and pray accordingly.
像上个礼拜我们听到 Julie 姐妹的见证
，as we heard our sister Julie's testimony last Sunday.
真的感谢神
，Praise the Lord.
神借着圣灵对她说话
，The Lord spoke to her through the Holy Spirit.
在她祷告的时候，就把她所有的忧愁重担都拿掉。
The Lord freed her from all fear.
我在去年退休会的时候
，last year at the retreat，
我想弟兄姊妹都注意到，在我前面放了一个书档的一个 monitor。
probably many of you have noticed I was wearing a monitor.
Because
I was experiencing irregular heart rhythm for several months. 但是呢，我在祷告会的时候，那个主日，and then during on the Sunday during the retreat，那么我那天其实我的服饰很多，另外在诗歌，and then I had my service was very heavy。我早上在换衣服的时候，I was dressing up in the morning，我就看着我这个monitor，还有那个monitor，然后我在我的里面就渗出有一个小小的一个平安跟一个感动。
Felt a small peace in the spirit and the mood.
The doctor ordered me to wear it for a month.
During
that time, I was often waken up by irregular heart rhythm.
不像我母亲担心，也不需要跟姊妹知道，所以我就没有把它讲的这个。但是我其实常常会很不舒服。
I didn't want to worry my mother or brothers and sisters, so I didn't talk much about it, but it was a lot of discomfort. But that morning I felt this small peace and So next morning, I asked the Lord again, should I put it back on?
But
I have this peace. Which is about going to China for a mission trip with my
husband.
I felt such peace. So I never worried. So I give it back to the doctor. Since the day I took it off,
一直到现在,
until now,
本来发生非常频繁的心率不整，到现在没有发生。The
irregular heart rhythm that happened very frequently did not come back.
在圣灵里面祷告是一个非常非常丰富的一件事。Such
a blessed thing to pray in the Holy Spirit.
我真的是觉得我有好多好多的负担，我有好多好多的话，我很想要跟弟兄姐妹分享。I
have much burden and many words to share with you.
但是我觉得最重要的。
Most important thing, together we walk on this way. Starting from now, whenever we pray, we pray according to the Holy Spirit. So that the inner man will have this sacred communion with God. We practice to pray in the Holy Spirit.
神圣的一个动作,
prayer is a divine act.
It's
not like we're making a report. We come to preach to God, He already knows. Or to accuse someone in our prayers. But to encounter and have fellowship with God. According to my weak flesh. But the inner man that's born of the Spirit can have fellowship. Let's sing a short song, No Longer I. No longer I, but Christ.
在里面 The Holy Spirit lives within me 不再是我乃是主 No longer I but Christ 我明天在看到小子他在那首诗歌那个带诗的姐妹说她原来以为这首诗歌只能够受听的时候唱
We were singing this song and Campbell small group the leader sister says she originally thought this was only Kenny's song during baptism
然后她在网上的时候看到一篇文章说这种诗歌不受听的时候也可以唱
and she read an article online that this song can be sung other, in other meetings other than baptism
然后他们发现这个文章的作者是念慈姐
and then they found out the author and the sister
就可以知道我多喜欢这首诗
没有呢 how much I like this song
好不好我们带着欢喜来唱这首诗的带着掌声带着喜气来唱这首诗的
表演多的旋律
我们低头感谢你。我们为着你这一生，在我们姊妹身上给他的恩典，我们感谢你。我们为着他所活出来那荣美的生命和见证，我们感谢你。我们为着他下礼拜要接受的手术，我们特别交在你的手中。
Next week in your hands.
我们知道你永远与我的姊妹同在。
I know that you will always be with my sister.
主啊，你在这里让万事互相效力，叫爱你的人得到益处。
Make all things work for the good of those who love you.
让他借着这一次的手术，他再一次的来经历耶稣。
Through this surgery, she will once again experience Jesus.
借着这一次的手术，他再一次来得着耶稣。
Through this surgery, she will once again obtain Jesus.
也借着这一次的手术，他再这一次为你做见证。
Once again, she will be a good testimony for you.
以减轻他肉身的痛苦。
To reduce her physical pain.
以缩短他恢复的时间。
To shorten the time of recovery.
照着你应许，将够有的恩典赐给他。
According to your promise, give her sufficient grace.
哦，用出人意外的平安来看守他。
Give her a guard her with peace that's beyond understanding.
用说不出来的喜乐充满在他的里面。
Fill her with unspeakable joy.
是的，让我们在患难中，在痛苦中，我们都还是欢欢喜喜。
We will rejoice in our suffering as well.
谢谢你。
Lord,
thank you. And you
surround her with your great love.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers, Lord.
Oh, 主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.